Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Happy birthday, Steph.
Happy birthday, Chef. What do you think he's doing, Steiny? Probably with what? The fam.
I bet he's at the facility. I bet he's at Chase, but he's probably... You know, it's funny. I heard Dibs and Willard talking Wednesday about us being out there, and they were just... It was about... So their show started. They were about an hour into it. It
was
about
3 o'clock. On the way home. All right.
And Dibbs said, you think Steph Curry's still at the facility or, you know, at Chase Center? And my first thought was, absolutely. Absolutely. See, I think, Steph's one of those guys.
Practice.
Steph's one of those guys that punches the clock. Like if they have practice at 11, he's probably there. Well, what time did you meet him to take that picture?
That was about 8:15.
Yeah, about 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph gets in there. Punches the clock, he gets a massage, lifts, gets a whirlpool, not necessarily in all that order. But
so they got a chef over there
oh
also?
My God, yeah. Like a real one.
Dude, wow, man, yeah, I could only imagine.
It's pretty nice. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can just tell you what it was like even back in the day at
the Diplomats?
No, back in the Warriors back in 2008, they had a guy who was cooking up meals back at Oracle, so I'm sure they got
ooh, all kinds of stuff. I can only imagine, man. Get a meal in, a nap.
By the way, you know who I'm? You know who I want to ask about right now? Where is Paul Wong? Where is Paul Wong? That's what I want to know.
Mick who?
Yeah,
Paul Wong.
Because I'm like Paul who?
You don't know who he is?
No.
Well, then you don't know your Warriors history. 888-957-9570.
Paul Wong.
What hardcore Warrior fan remembers Paul Wong? Paul Wong. Mm-hmm.
All right, pay it off. Who is he?
I might wait a minute.
All right, wow. Let's see if the smarties out there can get it.
I don't see any right answers yet. But
not Paul Wall. He was a rapper for Houston. Paul Wong. W-O-N-G. Yeah.
Paul Wong. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Evan.
The super fan?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Is he the one who started We Believe?
He started We Believe.
Or allegedly.
No, he did. He did. And then the Warriors borrowed it.
Oh, he
co-opted it.
Did he get some? He got some chicken.
I don't know. That's not.
You would think.
That's not appropriate.
Don't talk about that.
That was the year he... With about 10 games left in the season that year, the We Believe season, he came to the arena. They were still two or three back. I was starting to play a little better, but nobody really was thinking about it. And all of a sudden, Paul Wong is in back of the, I remember exactly where he was standing, back of one of the baskets, and he was holding this sign, and it said, We Believe.
No way, man.
Yes.
He should be in the dock.
Oh, he should absolutely be in the dock. Absolutely.
Yeah, Stack and Matt Barnes remember.
Every time I see Matt Barnes, that's all I think about. Like, dude.
All the smoke?
Yeah, no. Well, that's probably what's keeping it from getting done. But I was like, where's the We Believe doc?
Yeah.
And Cap Jack would be in it.
That's gonna get leapfrogged by the Dynasty doc what it's gonna be leapfrogged by.
Something.
But My kids, like everybody knows what We Believe is.
Yeah.
And then when they ended up losing, you know, my kids were like, oh.
Uncle Looney with the line, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's pretty good.
And then my daughter, after they lost to Utah, said, We Bereave.
That's a five.
Evan, that might
be. That's my girl.
Eight. Which one of them? Which daughter?
Josie.
Wow.
The oldest. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's clever like her dad. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
We were talking about the board game Clue earlier. And so I saw some guys on
did you get one during the break?
A clue?
Yeah, I know. See, that's, you didn't have to say it. See, that's, you,
but I'm a rapper at heart, Steiny, so you gotta pay it off. Sometimes you don't get stuff, man. You're like, you weren't, but come on, go ahead.
Anyway, some guys on the YouTube chat are saying, greatest board game of all time.
There's only one.
Yeah, I know. Monopoly.
Yeah, there's just.
Chess.
Yeah. Well, he may be onto something.
No.
Dummies can't play chess, though. I guess Demi can't play Monopoly.
What do you mean? Evan plays it.
That might be your best work all
that's,
year.
That's pretty good.
I'm like, what are you? I'm pretty good.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Let's go to, he's your guy, Coach in Vallejo.
Oh, man. Oh, he, I know you're on cloud nine. What's hey, up, baby?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Now, I'm not prone to hyperbole as most people think I am, but I want to say, did you notice after 31 games of not playing basketball a game, did you notice how tight Kuminga's handles were with the ball?
Yeah, especially on that first possession.
You know, he was going behind his back through his legs, and one of your co-workers once said that Kuminga is not a great finisher.
Now,
he's one of the best finishers.
I mean, of all the things I've said, that wasn't me.
He know what me.
No, not you, Steiny.
Okay.
Not you. It's the guys that come on after you. Oh. Okay, the guys who are the baseball cap on after you. Okay, so you know who I'm talking about, the guy with the baseball cap on after you. He said Kuminga is not a great finisher, and that's his strong suit, okay? With both left and right hand. Now, a lot of people like to say about Kuminga's IQ, everything he did last night was intelligent. He didn't take the shots he wasn't supposed to take. He took the ones he was supposed to take. He passed the ball to Steph when he could have easily taken that shot. So I think the young man has a great all-around game and feel for the game. And I just like for you guys to knock down some of the stereotypes that has been linked to Kuminga, because the guy plays the game the right way, the way he knows how to play. I don't want him to play like Jimmy Butler. I don't want him to play like Brandon Podziemski. I don't want him to play like Steph. Yeah. I want him to be himself. Mm. And what he brings, no one else on the team can bring. He's the best finisher on the team since Leandro Barbosa. Okay, I'll... Glad to listen to what you guys have to say, and I appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, yes, no sir, doubt, Coach.
And there were a lot of coaches in the house last night, but we got to defend Willard. We don't know if he said that. So,
yeah, I have no idea.
I'm scared of Willard.
Speaking of Leandro Barbosa, with all due respect, and the reason he was a great finisher was because he was the greatest cherry picker of all time.
You wouldn't say that to
his
face.
Yes, I would. It's a joke among in the league. I'd say, I wouldn't, you know what? I wouldn't say cherry picker.
Yeah,
I'll
be like, that's
I'll tell you what, Leandro, man, nobody got out on the break as fast as you.
Evan, there now, that's different than cherry picker. Willard sent us a text, a picture of the ear. Willard got us locked in.
I won't stand for any slander of a teammate under any circumstances.
That's our guy.
You know what, though? As far as, and I don't know if you noticed this, but I don't use IQ anymore with Kuminga. I use experience.
Yeah, it's got a negative connotation to it.
I use experience.
No doubt. And Draymond said what we all been saying, Steiny, about there was not, and I believe it, there was no doubt, even as well as they were going with Jimmy Butler, that they did need Kuminga. That's just it. And what I'm going to keep saying this. I think I could do something, get it patented, Steiny. There's nothing better than talent, but more talent. That's original for me.
That's the best you can do?
But it hits to me. It's that.
See, now people are saying lay off Goo last night. So,
no,
you know, that's clever.
Who was the guy?
I like that.
Who was the guy that said he was with his wife? He admitted it. You got to let him cook more. That's my man. Evan, he told me.
I got to let you cook more?
I said, I cook enough, I think. But he loved him some Goo. I went third person. Anyway.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're having fun today. Why not? The Warriors are having a ball, too. They have, I don't know how many they've won out of how many, but it's a lot out of a little.
11 consecutive wins with Jimmy.
Pretty much.
Think about that.
Yes. Yeah. He's been a, I think it's fair to say he's been a catalyst.
Yeah, he's been the MVP.
Let's be real right now. Let's put all the rats on the table on a Payday Friday brought to you by ATCO. I'm just doing this for effect. Would Kevin Durant have worked this way?
No chance. No, so I'm sorry.
It ain't even.
I'm sorry. I am absolutely convinced now that, again, whether it was by accident, luck, or design.
That's amazing.
Of all the guys.
No.
And I've met a lot of guys. There's no chance anybody's name who was mentioned would have done what Jimmy Butler
did. Because damn sure Evan is not LaVine. You feel that way, Evan?
Zach LaVine stinks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm there. I admit I wanted it. But what about Kevin Durant? Would they still...
I think they would have been better with KD. And I think the fact that Steph clearly needed a second co-star or an equal superstar, co-star, whatever you want to call it, they'd be better. But I don't think they win 11 games in a row with Kevin Durant.
That's amazing.
I mean, I agree. And Durant is a great player, one of the greatest of all time. But they needed more than just 27 points a game. And I'm not saying that's all he did, but... They got themselves an all-around player in Jimmy Butler, and I've been impressed with so much about Butler. The one thing that I've really been impressed with is how he has impacted a team without dramatically impacting a team, if you know what I mean. He hasn't come here and gotten you 30 a night. He hasn't come here and get you 15 rebounds. He's not a triple-double machine. He's so freaking solid that that's exactly what they needed.
Yeah.
Because I think Kevin Durant would have helped in some areas. It feels like Jimmy Butler helps in every area, single one.
And it's almost, I take a page out of my dating life, Stoney, back in the day. Your boy was a little thirsty. He's not thirsty. It's just natural. He does the intangibles. Evan talked about him right by the goal, kicking the ball out, getting his guys involved. But he is a master of, and I'll go to our girl Jan. She got me fired up, Stoney. Taking inventory on what the team needs, you know, maybe that possession on that night. But right now, I cannot wait. And I'm going to enjoy these 16 because they're meaningful. And I'm getting a little greedy, Stoney. But I just hate right now that we're three back of Houston, and that could change. But if not, we're locked and loaded at six, and that could give us Denver.
Okay, and I'm just going to say.
Give it to me.
You can't say you're not afraid of anybody and then say, but I just don't like we're in the sixth seed.
No.
Are you afraid of somebody or not?
Okay. Hey, Mouth, if you let me answer. And I didn't mean that. We have a good. Stoney, if you let me answer, and Steph told us to our face, right, they moved up hella fast. But now we're kind of stuck at six. It's not about who
we're
playing.
That's because the teams are better now.
No doubt, you wanted to keep going. And it's kind of, you know, we're on floor number six, Stoney, and we're winning. But you kind of want to, can we get to four? And it looks like that may not be in the cards. Shout out Whitey Herzog, but we'll find out.
You want to know one reason I have a big soft spot for Butler after watching him now play for 12 or 14 games?
I'm not even going to guess.
I just love that they're playing the Kings. They get up early. He's like,
I'm not what?
I ain't scoring tonight. I don't need to score tonight. I don't need to play terrific tonight. Not that he can't. Man. To why there's a soft spot. And Jimmy and I have a lot in common. And, you know, one of the things...
Stop!
And
he doesn't turn it over.
And Steph was alluding to my basketball career on Wednesday, of course. But let's say when I was in high school, okay? You know, when we played Fleetwood or Twin Valley, you know what I mean?
These aren't real places.
Fleetwood, Twin Valley, Hamburg.
Pine
you know what?
Breath.
Look at the box scores. Steinmetz, 2-for-6. 3-for-3, 7 points, 7 assists, holy name, 78, Twin Valley, 51. You know what I mean? And not dissimilar from that, Goo. You know when I never played well? All-star games. I need some stakes. The stakes have to be high.
I thought you played when all-star games were really games.
Like that's when you want to do your thing. You might have won D2.
It didn't matter. It was a showcase.
And that's the problem.
Is that why you went D3?
You tell it on yourself, Stoney, a little bit.
You know what? Maybe. Well, I went 3-for-15 in an All-Star game once. I swear to God. That's the truth.
For Stoney, those are crucial. You're playing top-tier talent.
You know what? We won.
It don't matter. You did.
Nick Young.
Yeah, you
did. I did. I went 3-for-15.
You could have. That probably is why you didn't go D1. That game.
No. I was already committed at that point to Franklin and Marshall College. That's another reason it didn't matter. I already my dream of playing Division I had already been crushed, so I just didn't have the juice in that game. It was at Albright College's Bowman Center in front of about 2,400.
You grew up in a fictional place, I'm convinced.
Man. I could hear the stories forever, though, man. You were naming off those names.
All right, let's go to Nick in Ohio. Hey, Nick, how you doing, my man?
Hey, fellas.
Nick. How are you?
All right, how
are
you guys today?
Oh, dynamite. Hi, Nick.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to show some love, give some love to Buddy Hield.
All right.
You know, he was going through those slumps.
Yeah.
And people were getting down on him, and I find myself, oh, man, oh, come on. But after hearing the interview with him, you know, how he must have heard that, you know, that noise. But, he's just so positive.
No doubt.
He can stay positive. He seemed like a very sweet, sincere guy. Man, I'm rooting for him now all the way.
I'm with you.
I'm absolutely with you. And you know what? That's where you want to talk about don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, that's the way I was with Buddy Hield. I wasn't a huge fan. I didn't know a lot about him. But, yeah, he is a positive. And when he makes shots, this team can be at their best. But
he pulled up on us the first time in training camp and said the atmosphere was on 1,000 and was smiling. I get why Steph, who's had a million teammates at this point, right, for Kerr to say to Willard and Dibbs that he's one of the best teammates he had. And then I didn't get a chance to respond or even talk about our day. Being out at Chase on Wednesday, Stoney, but your boy almost shed a thug tear. And the thug tear almost dropped when Buddy Hield talked about Andrew Wiggins and shared with us that he thought he should have been the one traded because of what Drew had accomplished here and him being new. That's character, Stoney. We don't have a lot of people with it right now in our world. But that meant, and I believed him, like, how selfless is that? Can you remember the last time you uttered anything like that about somebody else to where you put them before you?
No. Yeah, I don't put anybody before me.
That's a problem, but Buddy's a real one. That's all.
I mean, if I ever played with Steph, he might have said, that guy's the worst teammate I've ever played with in my time.
But that's not a shocker. That's why people think you're mean.
Hey.
But then they meet you in person. This guy called you soft, and you got to love him. You were kissing babies last night. I love it.
Everybody knows that.
Not everybody.
Let's see.
And you asked me a question why I called Evan this morning.
Well, because he's nosy.
So I'm sitting in.
This is incredible.
I'm sitting in here at 8:30 with Evan, preparing like I always am. Guru's on a remote location at that point and route.
Oh!
And the next thing so Evan's phone rings and it was you.
How did you know it was me?
Because I was on the other side of the room and I could hear your voice coming over the phone.
This is why I love Evan. Before you finish,
okay.
Evan didn't tell you what we talked about.
I know he didn't.
I appreciate that.
And that's why I'm asking you.
I would have been like, that was Evan. He was at it. That's just who I am. He didn't tell you.
Why'd you call him?
So, I'm coming up 80. I'm coming through B-Town, Berkeley. Shout out Shaka. And I love this show so much in this station. I was at a funeral, so I didn't get to hear you guys. So I went to the Odyssey app, and I don't know what, I want to hear my guys. I can't wait to see them. And true story, I put it on, and it's at the part where you guys were coming back from commercial, and you asked Evan about what was his favorite part about yesterday, the Steph interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't wait.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm in the caddy, it's payday. We had a great day. And to hear Evan, and I was like, oh, boy, just give me some love about just disarming when I ask questions because I ain't the greatest at it. But I just picked up the phone to call him and say, hey, man, you didn't have to say that. I appreciate it. It put me in a good mood.
Why don't you say, why don't you, since,
and that was
since
it.
It's Steiny, Mr. Softy today, why don't you tell everybody what I texted you?
Oh, dude, why, Evan? So we're 30 minutes removed from Wednesday.
Not the profanity, though.
No, it wasn't profanity.
Okay. No, I used the F word.
This doesn't supersede the Happy Hour podcast where you dedicated 90 seconds to me and how great of a friend I was to you. I play that when I'm mad at you.
Now, that was profane.
That was, Evan, wow. But anyway, he texted and goes,
what do you say? They were making me sip that night. That's why my mouth got a little loose.
I bleeping love this.
Wow, like he's on one. But not five, not four. But he texts me, Evan, I'm in the caddy going home, man. He goes, you were fantastic today. And that meant a lot coming from
him. Well, he wasn't lying.
No.
You were.
But you guys are fantastic at just being you.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now back to Wiggins. Yeah. And you don't talk about Willard. I got his back.
We'll find out in about an hour.
He texts the ear. But Coach Vallejo, nobody hates Kuminga, Steiny. I've been telling you, just be yourself.
Yeah.
But there has been that narrative about he's not smart enough. Let's just be real. I don't know where it comes from, but we've read it. We've seen it. But I'm just telling you, I've called him Kawhi to what San Antonio was doing as the guys got older. But, man.
You know what's always bothered me? Oh, man, does this bother me.
When everything.
No.
That's almost correct.
When people actually have the gall to question somebody's intelligence who speaks more than one language.
Wow.
Like, if you speak more than one language, you ain't an idiot.
Kobe had a bunch. I flunked Spanish. I got as far as Yo Tango. Yep, it's not your boy couldn't.
Like a guy like James Wiseman. You know, he spoke Mandarin.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean,
Evan, how many do you have? Can you speak? Honestly.
Yeah, like barely one.
Yeah, I'm at about 1.2.
Now, that's disappointing coming from
you. The second would be Spanish.
I feel like you wanted to take on that task because you give it love that it deserves. Why didn't you do more?
Because I realize how hard it is and how you have to commit to it. And I don't have that kind of discipline.
You know what, though?
You put me in Mexico for 2 months and I could get it done.
Yeah, I don't like that, though.
That's the fastest way to do it. Just immerse yourself. Like when I went to Italy with my mom, go ahead, hit the drop. When I went to Italy with my mom for 10 days, I mean, you just have to.
You
have to communicate without using the English language. You just have to if they don't speak English, the other person. And so you just start learning words here and there, phrases. You know, they'll point to a house and then you'll get the word for house.
See, I'd have a notepad and pen.
It's not a bad
idea.
And
then write down, I want a hamburger.
Hey, Sonny.
Oh.
Es hora de un descanso.
That sounded nice.
See. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, but that's not time for now.
I said it's time for a break.
I know.
That sounded nice.
That is really good.